He said, what I did, I came in a human body. And I redeemed mankind. Just like I gave the authority to the first man, I gave it to the other man, the second man. And that's why he said, and that same authority and power that I possess is yours. And he don't want you to find it out. Because if you ever get a revelation of it, he's done. They say you can say it like you tell that old boy he can ship his saddle home. He ain't riding this horse no more. He's not riding this horse anymore. You can tell him he can ship his saddle home because that saddle not going on that horse anymore. He's done. He's done. And this is why this COVID thing is fighting. It's got people afraid to come to church. And this is why you find all the restrictions they putting out is want to close the church down and everybody else can assemble, but we working on that. So y'all gonna have to get your faith out. Amen. And what it is, something that all they that we it's done. We just praise God. But are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all listening tonight?
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing? And this is why you ever notice? Come on now. You ever notice in any game of sports, whether it be basketball, football, hockey, tennis, baseball, and they got so many now, but anyway, you ever notice that once they get to, especially when they go, they start out with, you know, in the little school, and then they go to junior, then high school, then college. Then they draft them out of college into the pros, right? But you ever notice once they get their team together, what do? They start teaching, training, developing, running plays, how we're going to do it. What are they doing? They are developing that team so that team can be effective and win. But God is not, God, these people didn't get all this from themselves. They're copying God. But many people say they're on the team. They won't come to practice. They won't go study the plays when practice is over. They go and go to sleep or turn on Matlock. Hallelujah. But the person of the people or the team that execute the best, they wins the game. You ever notice the team that fumbles the ball in football the most and turn the ball over and make dumb plays? I see them make some of this silly play. And they didn't have to do it. You got a fellow on there I don't want to call him that name. Just out of control. He knows that play is over. He go ahead and hit that person. Well, you don't have to do that. Cost the whole team. He's crazy. See, that's people that in the body of Christ, they're costing you, me, and us of our unlearned, ignorant thing we're doing. And we call it church. It ain't no church at all. Okay. All right. I may have to get me a handheld. Come on, get me one, T. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's time out anyway. I didn't realize. I just got off in verse 39. Did I finish reading verse 39? But anyway, let me finish this. I'm going to turn this one off. He's going to turn that on just a minute. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let me finish up verse 5. And we'll pick up here the next time. Boy, casting down, verse 5, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Notice what it says, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought. Don't let those thoughts run loose in your head. If it's not a godly thought, Philippians says in Philippians 4 and 8, what is true, good, and perfect, think on these things. It tells you what to think on. And I know when you first start doing it, it's going to want it, especially if it had become a stronghold, you're going to have to be just as consistent, persistent as that thought is until you conquer it, until you let that thought know, I'm master here, not you. I'm not going to allow you to just think, run through my mind. You may come, but you go. I'm not going to entertain you. Thoughts, you can't stop the thoughts from coming, but you sure can send them on their way. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So he said, casting down imagination, every high thing. Some of them, I don't care how that thought is or what it is. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I don't care who it is. Sometimes people in high position, they exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. I'm not going to entertain what they're saying. I'm not going to allow them to have first place in my thinking, in my believing. I'm not going to do it. God has spoken. And you trying to tell me, this is what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to do. No, this is what I'm going to do. What Father God said. Holy Spirit telling me. This is what I'm going to believe. This is what I'm going to speak. I'm not going to run around doing something you said, and it's against the word of God. Now, there are some things in the natural, it's in line with the word because God said do it. But when it go against the word, I'm not doing that. Hallelujah. And bring that thought into captivity, bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And let that thought know Christ is my master. Jesus is Lord, not you. Amen. Amen. So I get to the tongue. This is why, let me say this, go ahead, Usher, and get ready. This is why, you put this word in your heart so your tongue will know what to say. If you put foolish in your heart, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Didn't it say it? And if you don't have any knowledge of God in your heart, your mouth going to say whatever's in there. Hallelujah. As your mouth going to say it, it's going to be out of control. Amen. And out of control costs you trouble. Hallelujah. Okay. Y'all, all them scriptures I gave you, they'll be here till next time while they're coming. Take control of your tongue, make it do its job. Take control of your tongue, make it do its job by putting the right words in your heart. Educate your heart, fill your heart with the word of God. How you feel it, spend time meditating, confessing, muttering. That's meditating, muttering the word. Going over in your time alone, set aside a time to feed on the word, meditate on the word. Talk, tell yourself, this is who I am, this is what I have, this is what I can do. In him, in whom I'm in him. Great is he that's in me, he that's in the world. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.